You've reached the general mailbox of the BBC. Please wait for the beep and leave a brief message, and someone will get back to you as soon as they can. Thank you.
Good evening, BBC.
Hi, could I get the newsroom, please?
Are you giving news? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, are you giving news or commenting on it?
Giving news.
You're giving news. Is it home, foreign, or London?
It is foreign.
Foreign news?
Yes.
And when's it for? Is it for today or forward planning?
It's for today.
For today?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Hello, foreign.
Hello, I got a situation here that we have some important news to get out.
Okay.
Okay, on September 11th, 2001, okay, we had a BBC report of BBC World with Jane Stanley, and she was reporting at 4:57 p.m. Eastern Time that World Trade Center 7 had collapsed while she's talking to the guy in the newsroom on a feed with World Trade Center 7 still standing in the background right behind her while she's been saying for 20 minutes that it had collapsed. Then just before it collapsed at 5:20 p.m., the news feed went out and they lost the signal with her, mysteriously. Now, is there anybody that would be able to, answer for that?
No, I mean, it was a very long... Where are you calling from, anyway?
From Canada.
I can help you with... right now, I'm dealing with on-air stories which are happening today.
While this is happening, the news on the internet going out all over the place today like wildfire, I would think that someone at the BBC would want to answer for this.
What internet site have you seen it on?
It's all over the place. It's on Loose Change forums. It's on 9/11 Blogger. It's on Pilots for 9/11 Truth. It's at PumpItOut.com. It's all over the internet. And people are asking questions like crazy here, wondering why Jane Stanley, the reporter for Manhattan for the BBC, was talking to the guy, BBC News World.
Right, well, I'll certainly look into it. I can't deal with it right now because we're in the middle of a news bulletin.
But
I will look into it. Thank you for calling.
This would probably be more important than any of the fake news that you guys are pumping out right now.
Well, we're literally in the middle of a bulletin now, so I do appreciate your call, but I have to go, okay? Thank you.
Good afternoon, BBC.
Hi, I was wondering if there was anybody at the BBC that I might be able to speak to about some damaging news reporting that they made on September 11th.
Conspiracy theory, no?
No, actually, it's BBC footage that's going around the internet like wildfire right now, and it's showing Jane Stanley, the BBC correspondent, reporting from Manhattan live at 4:47 p.m. Eastern Time, and they are saying that World Trade Center 7 has already collapsed, the third building to collapse that day, while she's standing in front of the building that hasn't collapsed yet and doesn't collapse until 5:20 p.m. So someone put out a news release way too early before the building even collapsed. And then just before it collapsed, the live feed of Jane Stanley talking to the guy in the newsroom mysteriously blacks out 4 minutes or 5 minutes just before the World Trade Center 7 building actually collapses at 5:20 p.m. Eastern.
Well, and this was on the web, was it, you say?
Yeah.
On the web. Let me put it into News Online World Desk.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
So I just think that someone at the BBC might be interested in, like, their reputation being damaged here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, the World Desk.
Hi, I was explaining to the lady that had just transferred me that there's a major problem with some news footage from the BBC that's going out across the internet right now.
Right.
It has to do with September 11th.
Okay,
of 2001 when we had the attacks.
Yes, I heard the incident.
Okay, you have a lady by the name of Jane Stanley who's reporting as a correspondent from Manhattan live on the scene. At 4:47 p.m. Eastern Time, she's talking to the guy at the news desk at BBC News World, and 4:47 p.m. Eastern, they're saying that World Trade Center 7 has already collapsed. While she's doing the live feed talking to him, she's standing right in front of World Trade Center Building Number 7 as they're confirming it's already collapsed. right. The third building to collapse. They're talking all the way through from 4:47 p.m. or 4:57 p.m. Eastern Time, saying how it collapsed, while she's standing in front of it. The building didn't collapse until 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time, and just before it collapses, while they're on a live news feed, her live feed mysteriously blacks out on the screen
okay.
at around 5:15 p.m. Eastern Time, just before the World Trade Center actually does collapse.
Okay.
After she's already been stating, and he's been stating, that it's already been collapsed while she's standing in front of the building. You could see the building behind her head.
Right, right.
It's just unbelievably, I don't even know the word for it.
Okay, I'm gonna look into this. Thanks ever so much for bringing it to our attention.
Okay, you could find that video either at Loose Change Forums, 9/11 Blogger, PumpItOut.com, 9/11 Movement, or Pilots for 9/11 Truth.
Okay, all right, I'll look into that. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay, thank you
for
listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.